Caitlin was having her friend over to watch The Bachelor at 8.
Ooh.
And I was kind of stuck in the apartment. So I didn't watch it because it's awful.
Yeah.
But eventually I came out and they're like, will you get us blizzards? So, dude, last night, and this was right when I saw Murdoch post on Six's fucking wall. So I was like, fuck that guy. Fuck this bullshit.
You're out on a blizzard run.
I was all fired up. I was making a blizzard run listening to fucking DMX dive, like, my boys ride for me, all this shit. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, this is my squad. And I was getting blizzards to bring home. I got 3 blizzards, and I ate a blizzard and watched The Bachelor.
I watched The Bachelor tell all.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that guy. And I sat down and ate a Reese's Blizzard.
Like, wait, which one's getting voted off?
Yeah. No, it was the tell-all, dude.
What's the tell-all?
At the end, it was before the season finale, they do a thing where they bring all the chicks on, and they all talk about the show.
Are they? Is he happened. Really fucking all those chicks?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. My friend was on The Bachelor. He was on The Bachelorette. My friend Brian.
I try to get them all pregnant.
That's a good move.
I wouldn't use a condom. I'd get them all pregnant and sue ABC.
Yeah, dude, they have this thing called the fantasy suite. So he took 3 chicks and spent the night with 3 different chicks.
What?
Yeah, in a row.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's a fucking insane show, man.
It's nuts.
It's insanity.
I just thought it was kind of like tongue-in-cheek, like, we made
it
out.
No, dude, they really fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Why did girls sign up for this?
I don't know. And then how are you supposed to have a relationship afterwards?
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah, remember right before you proposed to me, you fucked 3 chicks? That's fucking wild.
That's insanity. Did your boy get married from it?
No, he got fucking booted.
He got booted? Oh, yeah. He was on The Bachelorette?
He was on The Bachelorette. He was one of the dudes.
Ew, even worse.
And he fucking cried.
Did he really?
He cried when he was leaving.
Oh, my God.
That's all I said to him. I was like, dude, no matter what happens, don't fucking cry on that.
Dude, that fucking sucks.
I think he said he was crying because he had to say goodbye to all his friends.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck's worse.
Yeah, either way.
I'd rather cry.
He was going home from summer camp.
Oh, God.
It's so much fun.
That's disgusting, dude. I would never.
Be on the... Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
How, dude? Ugh,
anyway. He's not. He didn't sign up for it. His friend signed him up.
Dude, I mean, I get it. I get it. You know, you get on that show. Did he fuck the chick?
I don't know.
He won't say? I wonder if he signed it.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
He probably did. But...
Dude, like, imagine if your daughter... I mean, fuck,
man. He actually had some... From what I remember, he had some reservations about going on the show.
Really?
And, like, his parents and shit were like, I don't know.
Does she just pick, like, the biggest dick? She's like, oh, this guy had the biggest dick. He wins.
Dude, the fucking one I was watching, every chick was smoking hot.
I know.
And, like... Dude, the guy on it's a fucking weird psycho.
Of course. Dude, who else would do that?
Can you imagine if you have to be on TV and be like...
Ladies.
Well, so like he came in and sat down and talked to all the chicks. And they were all like, why'd you... Like, I thought we had something. Why'd you cut me? And he's like, we did have a beautiful relationship. It was fun while it lasted. What a fucking psycho.
Jesus Christ. Dude... Ugh.
Oh, this was great.
Are they rich? Is it like the idea?
A
like,
couple of them are rich. The guy, I don't know if the guy's rich.
Are the girls are rich?
Yeah.
She's a rich woman.
A couple chicks are rich.
Over.
One chick was an immigrant. It was hilarious. She's a Russian immigrant.
Oh.
Came out of an orphanage. So she told that story and all the chicks were like crying. Like, it's so brave. She was like, when I was young, we didn't have much money, so we had to... eat lipstick. I was like, that's more expensive than food, you fucking
nasty
idiot.
Bitch, get out of here. Dude, yeah. That's literally... Ugh. Imagine trying to fuck your way on TV through some fucking, like, fucking Brent of The Bachelor.
God.
Like, your life is so fucking void of any pleasure. Like, well, I'll suck this guy's dick on TV and maybe get on the magazine of some fucking grocery store tabloid for, like, 5 seconds.
Talk about talentless fame.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well... It
my gymnastics gym will take off after I suck this guy's dick on ABC.
Oh, God. Yeah. And they fuck on ABC.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, yeah, I spent the night in the fantasy suite with it. It's like, Jesus
Ew, dude.
Christ.
It's got to be like, those dudes are probably like, oh, God. Or it's just full on like strangulation, like looking in the mirror, muscles, like American Psycho sex, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking
what a disaster.
Crazy. What if he's just getting strap attacked the whole time? The whole time these different chicks are butt fucking. I like that.
Yeah, it was was pretty hard to watch. Unbearably bad.
Ugh.
There were viewing parties.
Yeah.
Like, where a bunch of people will watch it.
Well, there's ironic viewing parties, too.
No, there's real ones.
I know, but there's the whole flip side of people who are like, we're above the show, we're just going to watch it for fun. It's like, don't fucking watch it.
Yeah, I think...
Of course it's stupid.
Yeah, it's one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever seen. Actually, you know what?
That show?
I just realized I went to a viewing party. I was with Brian when they aired his episode, the first episode.
Did you bring the blizzards?
Yeah, I brought... No, fuck you. I sat there. He was like, you were the one person I didn't want.
Oh, I would never do. Oh, you must have came like we're talking about with like fucking Jafar coming, like the fucking Sultan. You're like, yeah, oh, dude. Fuck.
I was the ISIS of fucking Mechanicsburg.
I would, dude.
I was like, if this is gay, dude, I'm throwing you off the roof.
If I got on The Bachelor, I'd pay and have you killed. I couldn't face you. I'd like take him out. I'd be on there like, I just think we have a special. I'd see him. I'd be like, we had a special connection. Cut his throat.
Yeah, we're kind of friends. We're friends. Yeah.
It's one of those things that's just
it was the fucking Osbournes.
Yeah, oh, that's the Osbournes.
It was the Osbournes. They were there when
How Mrs.
talked
O
about
feel about
coming
it?
In my dad's fucking mouth. Yeah, so it's not like...
Yeah.
Like, from parent to parent, they can't be like, well, your son's worse, you know?
It's weird. That's a weird thing.
What, being on The Bachelor?
Yes. Bachelorette, even.
Yeah, Bachelorette. Yeah.
Just nothing but Eskimo brothers, dude, hanging out. Fucking swabbing.
Everybody
the
trying
deck.
To fuck the same chick.
Ew.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That's brutal.
And that's like a wholesome show, kind of, you know? That's like ABC
it's supposed to be them, like, falling in love, and, like, this is how I found true love, was I fingered 18 chicks.
I wore a condom for some of them I didn't. Butt fuck too. Like, out of all those odds.
I mean, it sounds great from one the guy's them, perspective, yeah. But then when you see it, it's not.
No.
Not great at all.
Then it's on television. Then like, my mom's seeing all
I mean,
this
it's
shit.
Like you and 19 hot chicks in a mansion. Yeah, I mean, that's dude, pretty much what dudes are blowing themselves up for
it's
in Syria.
19 fucking... Yeah, really. Yeah,
people
are
literally
dying.
Trying to kill themselves for that situation.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So you and fucking 19 airheads can fucking... Have sex in an all-inclusive resort in Riviera del Maya.
I thought you were calling Muslims airheads. I thought you were calling them airheads.
I actually watched some reality TV. I watched the finale of The Bachelor.
Did you really?
Monday. Yeah.
Do you know a lot of those girls go in debt from being on that show?
No.
The contestants don't get paid.
They get a ton of money. Afterwards,
dude, I read they if they win, if they don't win, like those the initial round of ladies, they buy like a, they don't get paid.
They, I don't know about that. Where'd you read that?
On the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of them got rich because now they all do like Instagram modeling and like they sell products and shit.
Certain ones can do that, but like if they don't turn it around
for
sure themselves,
they, what? Like, how do they lose? How do they go in debt?
It's just a chance. Cause, so they take off of work. A lot of them take off of work for like 2 or 3 months.
None of them have real jobs. They're all like fucking gymnasts.
Yeah, they buy clothes. They got to buy a bunch of... They get 2 dresses supplied by the studio, but like they need like a zillion outfits. And they're on TV. A girl on TV is going to spend fucking thousands of dollars.
I doubt travel would not be covered.
Travel's probably covered, but it's just one thing. I was reading on the internet, dude. They said like a bunch of them went in debt.
Oh, good. Fuck them. I hope they are.
Yeah. I mean, someone's dad just being like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah. I paid for my baby to fly out to Malibu to get banged by Nick or some guy.
Get banged by some dude who definitely has herpes.
The guy on this was, he's the worst.
Really?
It's fucking...
Oh, you're telling me. He's like, I had a good time with you. But like.
It's crazy. And like, he proposes to the winner,
mm-hmm.
which is insanity.
Yeah.
But, so he's down to 2. They're in, like, fucking Norway, which is where they, like, so they had one scene where he goes on 2 dates right before he proposes. The one was, like, him, like, ice skating with this chick and, like, just clearly for the cameras.
Yeah, of course.
Everything they did was for the cameras.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, held her and, like, he tried to be so romantic.
Dude.
And then, like, when they would leave, he would, like, just stare at the fire. And they would, like, show him just looking at the fire, like, oh, man. He's like, my heart, I don't know what my heart's telling me to do.
Oh, my God.
And then, so, he brings the girl, the first girl in that he dumps. He brings her, and he's like, my heart's just, like, it's like I woke up this morning, and I knew, like, I love you, but I could never be in love with you.
Ugh.
It's fucking crazy. And the girls on the show are just like, oh, my God. They all just eat that shit up.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's crazy.
It was terrible. So I watched, that was a 3-hour episode.
What?
I didn't watch
that. But it was 3 hours long?
At 10, it started at 8, it ended at 11. So it was like a 2-hour episode and then a 1-hour after the show. Yeah, man.
Dan, that's millions. That's a highly rated TV show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
every fucking
15 million people tuning
in. Retard in a sweatsuit's watching that shit.
Fuck, man. I'm glad I have the sweatsuit disease that doesn't involve fucking watching that shit.
You have an interesting sweatsuit disease.
I do.
I have a sweatsuit and video game disease. I toss a sweatsuit. Dude, what do you think I've been doing since fucking Sunday?
I know.
I went to the gym once, maybe twice.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah, the PlayStation's gone. Straight so now Xbox. You disappeared behind that PlayStation, yeah. Dude. You went out in a poof of smoke.
Yeah, our fucking PlayStation left with our one roommate, so now we have an N64. I got Mario Kart, dude. I'm going to get so good at that.
I'm just going to come in here, wee-wee-wee-wee, fucking banana peels.
Yeah, that was. I did that.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I can't be home that long.
Yeah.
That's way too long.
Start getting sucked
There's
in.
There's nothing to do.
You started getting fucking...
No, I was not complacent at all there.
No, I'm saying you started probably getting, you know what, in the sunken place, dude. Oh, those white people. You probably got in the sunken place.
Well, it's weird,
too,
because Caitlin is, like, totally... My girlfriend, like, totally is cool with me doing nothing all day.
That's kind of nice.
It's rare. Kind of nice.
It's rare.
I feel guilty about it, and then she'll come home and be like, what'd you do today? I'll be like, I'm fucking... Nothing. I woke up like 3 hours ago because she goes to school.
Yeah, yeah.
She gets home at like 3.
And she doesn't...
I'll wake up at like noon.
She throws you no shade?
None.
What?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Dude.